day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. It's time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. We'll have your afternoon wrap-up right after this.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the Farm Families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlick's Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlick supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Livestock futures moved lower in like trade today despite the attempt to draw firm buyer support back into the complex. The inability to hold on to gains seen during the morning is likely going to create some additional ripple effects across the complex and could spark some underlying market volatility throughout the end of the week. In live cattle, by midday, buyer support was quickly retreating as front month futures moved below $120 per hundredweight, most contracts holding narrow losses as a result. Trade remained mixed, though, within a very narrow range as the expectation that some buyer support would step back into that market. Meanwhile, cash cattle on the Fed Cattle Exchange auction report today listed a total of 4,100 head, with 3,526 actually sold. In feeder cattle, support seen through most of the morning quickly evaporated by midday as news of firmer cash cattle trade sales in the Fed Cattle Exchange seemed to still be disappointing the overall expectations. The pullback from firm morning gains, though, continued to drive additional seller pressure into the complex with prices holding losses of 10 to 60 cents per hundredweight. Moderate price swings continued throughout the session based on trader participation rather than the focus on fundamental or technical shifts. And grain futures were mixed today on profit-taking after yesterday's big move higher took prices up to, and in some cases, through chart resistance. Corn prices tried to hold steady while they bounced back from initial profit-taking at the start of the overnight session, which likely reflects modest farmer hedging on the rally. March futures rallied to new post-harvest highs yesterday, breaking through the trend line. Soybeans, though, held to light profit-taking after an attempt to follow through buying quickly folded overnight. Meanwhile, wheat prices were mixed today. While winter wheat contracts mostly absorbed light profit-taking, Minneapolis rebounded after a huge bearish reversal yesterday when traders unwound spreads. Spring wheat traded at a significant premium this year due to relatively tighter supplies of high-protein wheat. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.